Hey, what's up, guys? Remember I told you about Cardi B is paying the price? How people pay the price for being in relationships with toxic people? Well, it seems like Cardi B is taking L's. And she's taking one again, being with Offset. Here, Offset allegedly leaving club with three groupies. Cardi's going to flip. Cardi B is going to be on the market soon as her cheating husband, Migos rapper Offset, was caught leaving a popular Los Angeles club with a group of women behind him. The women, who were wearing some very tight-fitting outfits, didn't seem to be bothered by all the photographers, but we know one person who was, and he tried to save face by walking away from them, but it was too late. Yeah, man. Yep. Told you, man. But these don't listen, man. These women don't listen. Boosty Bells, an Art Deco inspired afterlife, frequented by many of Hollywood's celebrities, including Bow Wow, T.I., and now Offset's night, just a few days after performing at the BET Awards with his wife, Cardi B, Offset was seen leaving the hotspot with some Realizing there were cameras after exiting the building, he tried to play it off by walking away from the females, but it was obviously that they were with him. Yeah, man, that just like how, you know, it's very hard to stop fighting a man after you've had so much pussy and now you try and you settle down. It's very, you know, it's very hard. That's all I could say. As the story breaks, rumor has it the clout rapper is trying to do damage control before his wife leaves him for good. It's not the first time that Offset has been caught leaving clubs with women, and he has also cheated on her in the past with multiple women throughout their relationship. Shit. Yeah, man. But, yo, this is the type of chick, this is the type of man that she wants. In December, Cardi announced that she was breaking up with him, but after months of debating, she decided to give her husband another chance. I'll be honest with you. Cardi B is in the industry. I hate to say it, but she might as well stay with this dude. Because after this dude, what's to say there won't be a line of dudes lined up for Cardi B that are trying to get with her? All saying the same line, just a different way of wording it. Just, you know, take a little punctuation here, add a period there, you know, exclamation mark here, just here, white knight there, you know, act like he's, you know, a cool dude, a loyal dude, and a little word manipulation over here, and, you know, she's going to be ending up, you know, being another dude's notch on his bedpost, so she might as well stay with Offset. That's all I gotta say. Last year, his cheating scandal with a New York stripper was brought to the limelight when Cardi attacked her for being her husband's mistress, an act which is she is currently facing criminal charges for. She was with this dude. There were also an incident involving a threesome with another female rapper, and the list goes on. This goes on and on and on and on. A source close to Cardi said that Offset has been warned, and he knows that if he messes up again, it's over. But the thing is, you know, in these relationships, it's not like I was back in the day where, you know, a person, you forgive a person, and they take it seriously, and they want to work it out and be a family, especially if they have kids. But it has to be the fact that that person's willing to want to work it out. You know, and the sad thing is, some people marry for the wrong reasons. Some people marry for lust. You know, they're good. You know, and he likes that. But the reality is, he doesn't like Cardi B. Otherwise, he doesn't love her. Otherwise, he wouldn't be cheating on her. And that's just... You gotta be able to put up with a person's shit without being able to knock them out or cheat on them. That's the key. if you could love somebody and you're not, you know, you don't want to step out on them, you don't want to punch them out, even though it's in the back of your mind, but you could control that shit, you love them. But if you can't, then you need to leave them. And that's what Offset needs to do, because all he's doing is hurting Cardi B, Cardi type of dude. And she's taking an L from him, all right? And this is sometimes, this is what happens in relationships. And I've said this before, all right? People, when they get cheated on, and they're in a relationship with somebody, they want to beat up the person and kill the person that they've been cheated on with. They don't want to check the person that allowed the significant other that allowed this cheating to go on. That's the real person you need to be fucking up. I'm not saying you should be fucking them up. But what I am saying is that the person you have to deal with. Okay? Because that other person that they cheated on you with, they were allowed to do that. Your significant other, they just opened the door. They're the ones you have to be checking, because your relationship is like a house, okay? And when a person cheats, okay, either you or a significant other, either one of you opened that door to let a stranger in your relationship. And the person who opened that door is the person you check, not the person who walked through that door, but the person that opened that door for them to walk through. Fans are eagerly waiting to see what happens, and while many are hopeful that they can work things out, some people are urging Cardi B to leave him. Yeah, you gotta leave him, because he will do it again. He's done this more than once. You know, it's best that, you know, it's best that they end this relationship before he ends up impregnating another woman, and another woman getting pregnant that will cut into their income, because Offset is worth money. So you better cut this off. Offset and Cardi B welcomed our daughter on June 10th, 2018. Sad, but the reality is this is not a relationship. This is a relationship. And that's just how it is. Going to have to make a hard decision, because she can't be simping for him. And that's done. Women simp. Okay? Look at Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams, she was messing with this dude that was her husband. All right? Treated her like trash. You know? He really was a piece of shit, because even the son that Wendy Williams and this dude had together, he knocked them out. That should have been a wake-up call. Now, that's just, you know, that's just how it is with these people. They have to understand, you know, anybody who's been cheated on, you have to check the person who cheated on you. Either by you tell them, you make an ultimatum, or you leave them. And that's it. And right now, it's best that Cardi B leaves this man. Because you can't make this man stop cheating. He's going to cheat. You cannot be around. You cannot lock this man down. He is not a kid. You cannot lock him down. 24/7 lockdown, and make sure you are the only person that he sleeps with. You just gotta cut the cord before he end up, you know, getting you pregnant, or, you know, giving you an STD. Okay? You never, ever, never let a person get to you to a point where you are, like Cardi B has done. She had beat up, she had groupies beat up. And now you're in court fighting charges. You never let it get to that point. Never. right? Because let's say Cardi B goes to jail. Let's just say she got to do time. Offset, I don't know his mindset when it comes to being a father. I don't. But Offset is going to be going around smashing women while you doing time. All right? For people out there, us men especially, we cannot let a woman get us to the point where we're going to lose our freedom and they're fucking another man while we in jail fighting off other dudes trying not to be sex toys ourselves. That's just the way it is. It will hurt, but we can't, you know, especially men, we can't put ourselves in this position to be like, you know, being with a woman who constantly cheats on us, constantly disrespects us, have us fighting charges. Cardi B's a woman. She'll get sympathy. For us men, we won't get sympathy. We will not. We looked upon as fucking fools. But women, they get compassion. And that's just the way it is in this world. I hope what I say resonates and hits home. That's all I gotta say. Because us men especially, we have a lot to lose. We can't afford to be in these types of relationships. Because look what Cardi B is going through. All right, this is Red Pill Man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.